Humic-based crop inputs are gaining traction and back and forth near steady in corn and soybeans. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today. We're inviting you to join us for a holiday vacations tour hosted by Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. You'll explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria this September. For more information, visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today. New advancements in humic-based crop inputs are gaining traction across agriculture as companies like Huma push the next generation of soil health tools.
So whether it's nutrients, whether it's soil health, whether it's even some pest control products, these are all carbon-based. So that really is the next generation that we're going to.
That's Fred Nichols with Huma. He says that matters as growers look for ways to boost efficiency. Soil activators and carbon-rich organic acids are seeing some of the fastest adoption, driven by the need to stretch input dollars and improve nutrient uptake. At the same time, growth managers are gaining interest as farmers work to strengthen crop resilience amid variable weather conditions.
Farmers are managing their farms now almost like on a daily basis, in real time, right? So being able to deliver exactly what you need when you need it is really an exceptional advantage that we've got for you.
Industry experts say these innovations reflect a broader shift toward biological and soil-fused solutions, an approach many see as key to balancing productivity, profitability, and environmental goals in modern agriculture. I'm Greg Allen.
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria September 5th through the 14th. We'll visit Banff National Park and then take a train ride through phenomenal mountain views with decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and then on Vancouver Island, we visit the stunning Butcher Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
Cold air dominating the landscape here this morning. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Michigan Ag Today's weather update. High pressure is dominating the state, and it is giving us a frosty, freezy kind of morning. That's right. I said the word freezy right here on the air. We've got frost and freeze conditions over all of Michigan. Hard freezes in spots. Now, is this out of the ordinary? No, it is definitely not out of the ordinary. But here's the thing. When we come through a week like we came through last week, all of a sudden you get smacked upside the face with this kind of stuff real easily. I do see the cold temperatures lingering into tomorrow morning. We have another round of likely frost conditions in Michigan tomorrow morning, especially farther in central and northern Michigan. But we do see temperatures moderating quickly through the day. We get back to warmer action. In the temperature moderation, we probably have to watch for a few hit and miss scattered showers overnight tomorrow night into early Wednesday morning in far southern tier counties of lower Michigan. The rest of the state stays dry. We stay dry through Wednesday and into Thursday. In my mind, I'm not seeing our next round of moisture come in here until late Friday afternoon as a frontal boundary lines up to our west and then through Friday night, early Saturday. That one can bring us anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch with coverage at around 90% of the state. Behind it, we are dry then for Sunday, and we stay dry into early Monday of next week. However, next week does start with plenty of moisture Monday afternoon, Monday night, early Tuesday, rain and thunderstorms anywhere from a quarter to 1 inch with 100% coverage. The rest of next week, hit and miss moisture in cold air. I look for us to be chilly from Tuesday right on through Friday of next week. We just don't get out of this Canadian air mass at all. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Final numbers from yesterday are coming up, but let's take a closer look at how it all went down. Heading to the weekend, the Iranian and U.S. comments that the Strait of Hormuz is open sent money flow out of crude oil and into the stock market. Wheat liquidated again on crop issues in the plains, but corn and beans were lower before coming back to even late in the session. Here's Andy Eubank along with Brian Basting with Advanced Trading for a closer look.
Major news out of the Middle East, Brian, on Friday, and along with that came a solid move move lower in crude oil, sharply lower, and a sharply higher stock market. But those major moves didn't follow to corn and soybean futures, Brian, as we headed into the weekend, mixed and right near even.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Andy. It is good news when you see the oil price drop quite sharply here on Friday. And as you said, stock market making all-time highs. Hopefully that situation in the Middle East is calming down and we get back to whatever our normal looks like. I think everybody would welcome that. But as you said, corn and beans here, I think, are mainly switching back to trading fundamentals. And as we switch this latter half of April here, we're going to focus on planting progress here in the U.S. We're looking at stop and go across certain areas have had an open window, more so west and south. Across the heart of the Corn Belt here, Indiana, Illinois, central and northern Illinois especially, been too wet to do much additional work. There was some early work done, but for the time being, the planters are parked and waiting for an opportunity. But we still got plenty of time here, but it's going to be rapidly shifting to northern hemisphere weather. We'll be keeping an eye, Andy, on export sales, continue to be very brisk for corn, and we'll be watching to see the president and President Xi of China here. I believe that meeting's coming up here in a couple of weeks, and if there's any news that comes out of that. But I think the corn and bean markets have settled down, for lack of a better phrase here, but certainly a long, long way to grow in this growing season. Just encourage your listeners to remain as flexible as possible from a marketing standpoint moving forward.
And that was Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. May corn finished just above steady at 448 and three quarters, up a quarter, while July corn was down a quarter to 457 and a half. May soybean showed a little strength at 1167 and a quarter, up 3.5. July beans up a bit as well, 2.5 to 1183 even. May wheat ended weak, down 7.25 to 591 and a quarter. June live cattle was down 27 cents to 247.35, and June lean hogs were down 62 cents to 101.05. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.